Hare Krishna. This morning there's a nice anecdote given during class. Class was given by Surabhi Prabhu, Surabhi Abhipalayantam, to be more precise, and Gunarnava Dhananjaya and Shruti Kirti Prabhu. And Shruti Kirti Prabhu was mentioning a very sort of incident, interesting incident, and one that I'd heard one part of, but there's another part that is new, that was new to everybody. And that was in 1973 when he became Srila Prabhupada's servant. And Srila Prabhupada was in India, in Mayapur, and he went to Navadvip to visit his godbrother, V.R. Sridhar Maharaj, who were good friends. And when there, Prabhupada was specifically talking about his preaching in the West, and especially about the book distribution, that the devotees were distributing thousands of Bhagavad Gita's a day, and they're getting $5-$10 for each one of them, which was a lot of money in India at the time. And Prabhupada was emphasizing that. And then Srila Prabhupada invited Sridhar Maharaj to come and preach in the West. He invited him to come, any of his temples, New York, Los Angeles. He said, just stay there, I want you to come and train my disciples. I have so many disciples, and I'm traveling all over the world, but I'm only staying a few days at each place. So this way you can just stay at one of the major temples and you can train the devotees. Because of course Sridhar Maharaj was a good scholar, very learned, spiritually advanced, and he was Prabhupada's friend. So Sridhar Maharaj declined. He said, no thank you. He says, maybe in my next life, but my health is just too poor to allow me to travel at this stage. And that was it. That was the end of the story. And Shruti Kirti was relating this story to Hari Sori, who was also Prabhupada's servant. And when he was, and Hari Sori said, well, that's amazing, because I had the very, very same experience. Identical experience. But there's a little more to it. And that experience was the same in 1976. Srila Prabhupada went to visit Sridhar Maharaj. And he again talked about the preaching, and again he invited him to come and join him in the West. And he'd give him all facility and just come along. So again, Sridhar Maharaj declined. But this time, quite a bit of water had already passed under the bridge in terms of friction between Gaudiya Math and ISKCON, what Prabhupada's godbrothers had said about him, Srila Prabhupada's instructions to us about them. So Hari was curious, why is Prabhupada inviting one of his godbrothers to the West? So at night, when he was giving Prabhupada a massage, then at that time he asked Prabhupada, just the two of them, they were alone. And Srila Prabhupada replied. He said, when I was in Mumbai, now this was back in Prabhupada's days as a Grihastha, but when he was also assisting the Gaudiya Math there, and then and Sridhar Maharaj was also in Mumbai, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came to visit. Then he called Prabhupada in, and he told Prabhupada that our Sridhar Maharaj was a very, very good preacher, very learned scholar, but he's shy. He's too shy. So when you go out to preach, he said, take him with you. So now, over 40 years later, Prabhupada is giving that instruction that he received from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He said, so Guru Maharaj told me like that, so that's why I invited him. Of course, it's not an extraordinary thing that Prabhupada, remembering the instruction of his spiritual master, but it's instructive to see that although Prabhupada is experiencing difficulty in his relationships with his god brothers, but still, because his spiritual master is requesting him, had requested him, he continues to invite Sridhar Maharaj to join him in the preaching. And I think there was another incident when Sridhar Maharaj visited Mayapur, Chandradoya Mandir, and Prabhupada again invited him. So Prabhupada was so faithful to following instructions they received from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because his primary instructions were preaching. But here was one in relationship to one of his god brothers. But still, Srila Prabhupada didn't neglect that. Anyway, that was the anecdote, that was the story for today. Hare Krishna.